Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
This caught our eye, and so many people have been sending Steve and I this ad on a Newcastle buy, sell and swap site. We just really wanted to get the girl in question on the phone to see whether she's actually sold her item.
It is a wonderful sales pitch, I've got to say. Hello, Lauren.
Good morning.
Tell them.
Okay. Well, see, Lauren posted an ad and it says, worn once by mistake. It's a wedding dress that she did wear once by mistake, because we gather from the ad, and it's a long ad and it's a funny ad, things didn't work out, Lauren.
No, not exactly. So, you know, one of the things I said in there is it comes with a certificate of authenticity, unlike the wedding vows.
So you get the general idea.
Worn once by mistake is the opening line. Now, it didn't roll well, hey, Lauren?
No, it didn't. I'd like to say, you know, there was three of us in the relationship, him, me and World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. I thought you were saying another woman.
Oh, so did I.
Oh, no, this is far worse.
There could have been a night elf. I don't know.
All right. Well, look, as I say, it's been shared and your ad has gone viral. Have you sold the dress yet?
Well, not yet, but I've actually had a fair few people interested in coming to try on the dress, which is much better success than I've had previously. I've been advertising this dress for years and not one interested buyer.
For years? Now, hang on, $3,100 new, but you're asking $350.
Yes, I just want it gone. And to do something good with the money.
Okay, well, we hope it works out for you. You know what your biggest problem is? You're so tiny. She's petite. It's a size 6 to 8.
Oh.
You need to eat some more cakes, Lauren.
I try to eat myself into the dress.
Well, we wish you all the very best with it, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Well, 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
That's determination.
You know what I find? I mean, good luck to Lauren. She wants to get rid of the dress, wash that man right out of her hair.
We'll put all the details on our website later, kofm.com.au, if you want to get in touch.
She might want to change her sales pitch. I don't know, like, I read the ad and just thought, well, that's just unlucky. I'm not buying that.
Well, that's my question. Do you think it's weird buying someone else's wedding dress that has actually brought them unhappiness?
Yes.
Yeah, same.
It's like buying a bad pair of underpants.
But should it matter? should it matter, though? Like, if you're getting a great deal for a dress, does it matter that it was part of a broken marriage?
I feel a bit weird about it. I think a wedding dress should usually be original. But then again, I know the girls can hire them too. But to me, it's almost like, well, no, shouldn't it be yours?
Give us a call, Newcastle, 4942 1029, if you've ever sold or bought a second-hand wedding dress. Mm. Does it have to be an unhappy marriage tenure, or can it be just a second-hand wedding dress?
I'd actually be more for buying a dress that you didn't know the history of.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I got this off my sister-in-law. Terrible marriage.
Well, interesting what Ryan's just said, though, because if someone just wants to get rid of their dress because it's taken up space in the cupboard, I kind of find, oh, that's all right. You want to get rid of your dress, I'll buy it.
You should sell yours from your first marriage because Puffy sleeves it back in there.
Funny you mention that. What? Because the dress from my first marriage was worn by my now sister-in-law in her marriage, because she liked it so much, which was kind of weird because I was her bridesmaid standing next to the dress from my broken first marriage.
Oh.
And now I'm married to her brother, yet she's wearing the dress from my first marriage.
So she has that dress and kept it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she still happily married?
No.
Oh, ah. So that dress is cursed. It's cursed.
Just like this one that Lauren's trying to sell.
I think we've got Keely on 4942 1029. Keely, you got Tanya and Steve.
Cursed, I tell you. Hello, Keely.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Keely. What do you reckon, buying someone else's wedding dress?
Well, I got mine for free and I was the third person who'd worn it.
But did you know the history?
I knew one history. I didn't know the first history, but I knew the second history. And at the time it was all okay, but now it's not.
Oh.
Oh. So did it come with bad history?
Don't think so. Not at the time anyway, and we've been together 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So
did it have puffy sleeves?
It did.
I knew it!
And lots of tulle.
Oh, I'd love to see that one on eBay.
No, you wouldn't.
Going to a fancy dress?
I think I gave it to Vinny, so somebody else got it after me too.
Keely, can I ask what you paid for it?
Nothing.
Oh, it was a... okay, pass.
Hand me down.
Righto, yep.
All right.
It was like actually, we were looking at the veils, and it was like, do you like this? And I went, oh, look at the dress. And she went, oh, you can have that too.
Oh, okay. So it worked out for Keely.
It did.
All right. Thanks
Keely.
Mine wasn't puffy sleeves.
Wasn't it?
No, it was a really nice dress. Mm. I just thought it was weird that my sister-in-law wanted to wear it.
Did you let her wear that for free or did you sell it to her?
No, I let her wear it for free.
Oh, yeah, I would have rented it.
Yeah, same.
So it wasn't puffy sleeved?
No, and you know what the weird thing was? Mm. I wasn't allowed to tell anybody that it was my dress.
Ah.
She wouldn't let me tell.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Her mother.
Yeah.
It was so hard because, you know, I'm like an open book. Mm. So
that's a different way of saying it.
Okay, big mouth, some would say. But it was really hard not telling anyone that it was my dress.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm. You would have been hanging for that.
I know. I waited at least a week for the father on honeymoon.
You could just picture it going, oh, you look beautiful. That's mine. That's mine. For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.